We're back with Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're speaking with Tom, or Big T, with Bikers Against Child Abuse. And we talked a little before about the organization BACA that started here in Utah, and it is now an international organization helping child abuse victims around the globe. And April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And, you know, yes, we were all kind of bottled up when we had the pandemic, but that just kind of maybe heightened or added some pressure around the homes, because we're going to talk about now some of the just kind of the explosion that we've seen in child abuse cases in the entire state. And you know, the pandemic may have played a lot into that. So we're going to talk about that now with Big T. Big T, thanks for joining us for this next segment.
Appreciate you letting me come on.
So before we came on, we were talking about the fact that April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and you were saying how they've seen a pretty big explosion as far as child abuse cases are concerned after the pandemic.
Correct.
And you guys have resources for people that need help with those, correct?
Yes, we do. Part of our training is to be able to go out and interact with these children, plus the agencies that are covering that. And soon, doing some of our agency meetings, we've learned that they are literally just swamped. And I don't care if you're in Sevier County, Grand County, Carbon County, Duchesne County. These are the areas that the Southeast chapter is covering. Our agencies right now are seeing so many cases that we're a resource. If we can help them help those kids, we're available.
And what kind of resources? You said you have people that are available in those areas that have been trained, that are trained to go through. So what kind of resources can you offer to those folks?
Some of it's financial. As a 501c3 organization, we go out and try to raise money. Some of these families are low income. They can't afford therapy. So we will actually have a therapy fund that we will work with a therapist, try to get a reduced rate, and work to pay for the child's therapy. The other part's the empowerment. If we get a case that has to go into the court system, to get that child to get up on the stand and empower that child to pinpoint what happened and who did it, and then recover back their empowerment, that's a big plus. Our guys, we have to go through background checks, we have to do training. You have, before you even get a patch to be with a child, you have to ride with us for a year. And we make sure that these guys are fully qualified and capable. We're not lay therapists or anything like that. We don't have the training that DCFS would give their people. But we interact with those people to make sure that they have the resources to get better.
And so you guys have these resources to make available. And one of the things that you guys like to do is, now do you reach out to, say, the sheriff's department in those areas, or the attorney's office, or like DCFS in those areas? Is that how it all works?
We will go to various agencies. And every now and then we'll have like a luncheon, bring in different organizations. And it may be the sheriff's department. It may be attorneys, district attorneys and public defenders. It may be, and definitely would be, DCFS, CJC, New Horizon, and Sevier County, people like that that are dealing with these influx of kids. And we let them know what we are available to do for them. Now, we don't have all the education that would probably be necessary to heal a child, but we can empower a child by our presence. They're not going to be afraid to live in the world in which they're faced with right now.
And once again, I think at the core of everything, that is what's in BACA's, you know, creed, that you guys want to do, is it's empowering these kids. It's giving them back the power that is, as you said, rightfully theirs.
Absolutely.
And getting them back on their two feet and making them, you know, a strong person, and realizing that, you know, what happened, it's not your fault. And we can make this better. And that's really, it sounds to me, that's what BACA is all about. Am I right or am I wrong there?
You nailed it on the head. 100% correct.
All right. Now, if anybody out there is interested in becoming a member of BACA, or as you said, you're a 501c3, making a donation to BACA, what do they need to do? How can they get a hold of you guys?
There's actually two ways. Obviously, going on the internet, everything's on the internet. We have bacaworld.org. And it will connect you with any chapter. You may hear this driving through town, but you live in Monticello. It has contacts through that website that you can click on, get a phone number, and contact us. We have trifolds that we spot out all over our general area. And like I said, we're covering 6th, 7th, and 8th judicial districts right now. We go to different agencies. We go to restaurants. We'll put our trifolds out. On the back of our trifolds has a contact number. That will put you to the child liaison, who will then find out if you have a legitimate case and interview you, basically, or vet. And then we'll go from that forward, do what we got
to
do.
And then if they want to, they can find ways. If they want to join the organization, it's all right there as well?
Absolutely. Part of the thing about joining us is you have to be vetted. We do a very extensive FBI-type background check, and we get into, you ride with us for a while, and we get to know that you're going to work good with the kids.
All right, once again, it is BACA. It's Bikers Against Child Abuse. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. This is a great organization. If you know of anybody that may need help and may need services, get in contact with them. It's very simple. It's out there. You can find the information, and they will help that person get their power back and become empowered once again. Big T, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you so much for everything that BACA does in our area. This is great information. It's great to get it out there.
It's our honor to serve.
Thank you, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.